My name is Davia Terry. For a 10th grade English assignment, we were tasked with creating a project that focused on a boundary in someone's life and what crossing that boundary was like. For this to happen, I took the time out to interview my advisor, Mrs. Amal Gignes, about crossing boundaries while she was younger and while being a teacher.
Didn't know anything else, so it wasn't... I mean, the way I think about California now is kind of glamorized, whereas the way I thought about California then was just without understanding that the rest of the country wasn't like that. I didn't know about winter coats. I never owned a pair of boots.
Mrs. Gignes gives some backstory about how she was raised, where she was raised, and how she liked it.
I was born in Los Angeles and I was raised there until I was about 15 years old. My family moved across the country when I was about to start the 10th grade. I loved growing up in California, but I didn't know anything else. Walked everywhere. It was kind of like small town feeling in my neighborhood. I knew like the kids from Girl Scouts my whole life and stuff like that. So yeah, I liked it a lot. Like I said, I was about 15. So when my parents made the decision to move to Virginia at the time, I was as angsty as could be, probably. It was like maybe the least happy I've ever been. And I have two younger siblings, so for me it was the hardest, I think, than for them. They adjusted easily and they made friends easily, and I mean, you can imagine coming into 10th grade is not like awesome time to start over. In the end, I think it was good, but it was not optimal timing.
If you had the option, would you have rather been raised in California or someplace else?
I don't know. It's hard to answer that now. One of the things I valued most about being raised in California was that I had so much family there. And so I think that has played a huge role. Weekdays, weekends, we were always together. So I think that geography is less important than the people nearby. I don't think I would change it for anything.
Can you describe the school districts that you came in contact with?
I didn't know too much about the Los Angeles school district while I was there, just because when you're, you know, in elementary and middle school, you're not thinking too much about it. When I moved to Virginia, it was a much wealthier district where we were, I guess. It was one of the first school districts in the country, for example, to go to a one-to-one program with MacBooks, mm-hmm. Or iBooks at the time. And it was just kind of an interesting thing to see how that was run. I didn't stay there. When I first started teaching, I was in New York City, which is the biggest school district in the country. And seeing that versus Philly is really interesting because they're both, unionized, and they're both... kind of going through a lot of like inner city struggles with a lot of issues in terms of like how neighborhoods are divided, etc. But New York, because it's so much bigger, is I think under more scrutiny, and Philadelphia just operates kind of in a way I haven't fully wrapped my head around yet. I taught in two schools before I came to SLA. The first one was a CTE school, so almost all of the students were in a technical. They were studying, engineering or something of that sort, and most of them would graduate with certificates to start working right away. So it wasn't too much of a college-focused environment, and the school itself was struggling. Since I left there, it's actually being phased out and it's being shut down by the city, so it's gonna not exist anymore. I mean attendance was really bad. Like it was, I want to say, like 70 or 80% male population of the students, which isn't bad. It was just like very interesting. And I started working there when I was 22, so it's weird when your students are 18 and you're 22. And then the second school I worked in was actually a charter school that was very college focused, and very like test focused and very like discipline focused. And it was, it was just a different environment. I was able to do a lot of things in my classroom that I really appreciated being able to do, and parent support was much more present than in my previous school. But it still wasn't as progressive in its thinking, I guess, as I would have liked. A lot of my ideas were, like, not valued or, you know, interesting to other people because it wasn't, like, going to get us higher test scores or things. Like, I didn't feel like I fit in there perfectly. I guess the advantages and the disadvantages are kind of the same. Like, the size of the school district comes with some of its advantages, where you have a lot of support. There's a lot of option. There's a lot of areas to grow and change. And then the disadvantages are kind of the same. It's so big that so much gets lost, both in, like, funding as well as in, like, what's important. I feel like I've sat through so many professional developments. You know, the opposite has happened, where it's like, wow, because this is such a huge school district, we're able to do so much and there's so much attention for it that it gets a lot of, you know, resources in that way.
How much do you think that, like, the cities and the environment had a play on how the districts were ran?
Not sure I want to answer that. But I don't know my answer to that is, because I'm still confused about how the school district of Philadelphia is run. I think that a lot of the school districts are faced with similar issues. And, you know, a lot of the focus on testing and a lot of the funding that's going for that and a lot of the focus on, like, standardizing practices is really taking away from what schools and districts are able to do. I think SLA is kind of in an interesting position where it's in a school district that is really struggling, but because of some modes of thinking, people are willing to take a chance on SLA, and people are willing to see, you know, the success that we've had here so far continue to grow. And I think that regardless of where the school district is, that kind of open-mindedness has to exist, and there has to be room for people to succeed and try things outside of the box, because, like, this one-size-fits-all approach doesn't fit all.